If you're in bed, on the loo, in the shower or in the car.
These two are with you all the way, but like, in a wholesome way.
Power FM Breakfast.
Here's Molly and Craig.
Hello.
Welcome to the Molly and Craig podcast.
Yeah, it's the first look at our brand new show.
And so much happened in the first week that we're excited to share with you if you missed it.
I'm so exhausted. I feel like I need to sleep for the next 3 years to recover.
Yeah, it's going to be a big sleep in this weekend.
Well, let's talk about what happened, because at one point this week, your daughter confused your nose for a nipple.
And looking at my nose, I think you can see why. But in your household, all sorts of things have been happening. You've been doing experiments with rat tests. At least it feels that way.
Yeah, this is true. And things went down in the shower for you. You were naked and blind. Two things you never want to be at the same time.
Yeah, it's slippery there too. And we got you to write a poem for a little suburb called Red Creek, which you might not have heard of before. You're going to learn about it.
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get to it.
Molly and Craig. Power FM Breakfast.
I said earlier that I wanted to talk about my mum giving me health advice that could have been fatal. Now, that was a bit dramatic of me, but it's all about the hook in radio. I live in the hills, so do you. It's a really beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, I agree.
Heaps of great niche stores and a lot of health food stores, which is my idea of a good time, people. So my mum is also quite into the health food store, and she picks up little bits and bobs, and she gave me what she called a calm spray.
I've heard about these. Little things you spray on your face and they help you fall asleep and things like that.
Or you spray them under your tongue.
Ah.
Yeah.
Is this what the instructions on the bottle? What are we talking?
Well, it's like Rescue Remedy. I don't know. Have you heard of that? You can get that at Coles or whatever. Like, we used to give it to our dog when there were thunderstorms because it, like, relaxes you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But there are obviously all different brands and there's natural ones or whatever. So my mum gave me this calm spray because at the time there was a lot going on and I needed to calm down. And she said that it had been really helping her, et cetera, et cetera. And so I took her advice, and every day I sprayed this stuff under my tongue, Craig.
Of course, because you trust your mum.
Exactly. She's the best woman ever. So I was like, okay, this is what we're doing. But it really wasn't a comfortable experience. Like, when it was under my tongue, I was like, oh, this is yuck. But you just, I don't know, you just trust that these things are going to be okay.
Was it the taste, the feel?
It was just really bitter, and I was like, this doesn't feel right. But then, I don't know, you just go along with it. Anyway, I'd been doing this for like 2 weeks, and then my mum comes over to my place and she says to me, I went back to the health food store, and apparently that spray is a room spray.
Oh!
You meant to spray it like on your pillow. And I've been spraying it directly into my mouth, Craig. Like, what the heck?
Do you feel calmer?
No. Like, I've got an underlying health condition. I've been exposed to toxins.
All of a sudden you went from calm to the absolute opposite.
Calm to chaos.
Molly and Craig, Power FM Breakfast.
The other night I was falling asleep and look, judge me if you like, my 3.5-year-old daughter still sleeps in my bed.
I wouldn't know anything about kids and where they're meant to sleep, so no judgment from me.
Right. Thank you. But if you want to judge me, go ahead. I don't care. Like, there's going to be a point in her life where she doesn't want anything to do with me. So now, fine. Good. Love it. But the other night, we were going to bed, and she's a breastfed baby. Right, and for quite a long time too. She's gone off it pretty much since the second was born. So she still likes it from time to time. But she doesn't, you know, it's more, you don't need that, you know.
That's not for you.
She's on the very, very tail end of the weaning age,
right.
I reckon.
Yeah, see, I know nothing about breastfeeding either.
So the other night, we're both exhausted in bed. I've got work the next day. I'm lying down there. She's lying. I'm trying to get her to bed. Come on, let's just go to bed. And I'm starting to drift off. And I feel a mouth moving up upon my nose. And it just starts making that strange feeling. And I'm like, do I stop this? Or do I not? My daughter's sucking my nose. Ah. And then I fell asleep and then it was the morning.
I'm sorry, but I'm actually crying.
Oh, dear. Apparently my daughter can't get enough of my nose. Great.
Wake up with Molly and Craig.
Power FM.
A new segment has been born on this show.
It has been born, and we're really excited about it. Well,
really, it's crowning right now. It's about to.
Ew, yuck.
All right, I'll just get to it.
Oh, no!
Sometimes shit just happens.
It's true. It just happens, you know? Sometimes you have those days, those weeks. It's just terrible.
We thought it would be really fun if we bring this to the table where we all collectively reflect on the week that's been and maybe the worst thing that's happened to you.
We should talk about what's happened to us across the holiday break.
Yes, we should.
The worst thing that's happened to
us. Oh, my God, so many things.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah, you go.
Okay, cool. So this actually started out as a great day.
Mm.
I was sitting down with the entire family to watch Frozen 2, which I'd never seen before.
The entire family? I wasn't there. What do you mean?
You're a new addition. We're still figuring it out. Look, so we were sitting down. We had like a picnic set up in the lounge room. It was great because it was a really hot day. Anyway, we're sitting down and eating and I'm just looking around and I notice I had a bit of mustard on my shoulder. Mm. Oh, gee. All right. Lick that off. Keep going.
Mustard's gross.
Yeah, right. No, I quite like a bit of mustard. Nonetheless, I'm sitting there thinking about it going, it doesn't taste like mustard. It doesn't really taste like anything.
No.
And then before anyone could say anything, no one had even realised, I took off and washed my mouth out because what I realised was I just changed a dirty nappy a little while ago. I think I've just licked my son's own poo. So that was a bit of a shocker.
I'm sorry, what?
Beat that.
I can't. That's so funny. Oh, my God. Okay, well... Well, I feel embarrassed to say mine, but I was holding a baby rabbit. And when I say holding, I was laying down on a couch.
Okay,
the rabbit was on my chest and I was like, wow, this is the most love and intimacy that I've felt in ages. and then said rabbit did a warm wee all over my chest, neck, up into my hair.
Ah! That's a jump in the shower straight away situation. Oh, who's worse? Baby poo or rabbit wee? Don't you love that it's both? We've both been defecated on in some way.
What is this show?
Wake up with Molly and Craig.
Everyone's been talking about the rapid antigen testing. Have you done one yet?
I've not had to do one, and I actually had the discussion with my partner across the weekend. Should we be getting one just to have in case? And we sort of came to the conclusion, no, let's just leave it for the people that actually need it.
Oh,
you know,
that's very on brand for you guys because you're very lovely, considerate people. But I have used 3 now. And the first time I did was because I was in isolation over the holidays more than once. Boo-hoo for me. On the box, it gives you like a set of instructions of how to do this test.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, yeah, this is going to be super simple. What it reminded me of, though, was like high school science.
In what way exactly?
It felt like an experiment.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like the little test tube. I was trying to do it, and it's really hard to spit up to a certain mark. I spit in there. I did too much spit, then I tipped it down the drain, then I was worried.
No.
And then I sent you a photo of my rat test. The line was so faint that I thought, is this faulty? Like, have I done this wrong? I've just wasted one of my precious tests.
what you really needed on board was your high school science teacher to come in and be like, Molly, you're doing it all wrong. Let me take it here. I'll fill it up for you.
I don't want to be rude, but Mr. Dixon's probably dead.
Oh, no! No!
Molly and Craig. Power FM Breakfast.
My daughter's quite young still, and we're still doing the whole, you know, sometimes showering together thing, you know. Mm-hmm. You take her through the shower, it's fine. She's playing in the bottom of the shower. I'm focusing on what I'm doing, just getting washed, you know. I'll focus on you in a minute. Isla, just let me do my bit. Anyway, I all of a sudden hear this ear-splitting squeal.
Yuck, not in the bathroom.
No, you don't want to hear that. And the thing is... In the shower, I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see too far. So I look down and I just see her freaking out. So instincts take over. I just pick her up and grab her to me and I'm like, calm down. What's the deal? As I start to calm her down, I realise there is a big hairy leg spider in the bottom of our shower.
Oh, so right next to her.
Yeah. So I picked her up and I'm thinking, oh, God, has she been bitten? My wife comes running down. What's up? I'm going, I don't know. I think there's a spider. What's going on?
I can't see.
So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So eventually, look, we got it all sussed and we swept it down the drain. But gee, it was almost stomping it down the drain. It was a big spider. They don't breed them light in the Adelaide Hills, let me tell you that much.
Oh my God, sorry. I'm just envisioning you like blind.
Blind in the shower.
With a child, naked.
With a child, yeah, trying to figure out what is that on the ground? What's going on?
Oh, Craig, I'm so glad you're here.
Molly and Craig, Power FM Breakfast.
Fridays are the best, and we thought we would finish off the week with one last new segment. Now, this idea was born when we, first sort of realised that we'd be working together.
Yeah, and you've got a real talent for poetry. I think anyone in the office that got a birthday card with a message from you in it last year noticed that. So we're going to do something along those lines.
I love poetry.
I demand poetry.
Slam! Poetry!
Poetry is dope!
What is poetry?
Poetry is dope. We're going to prove it to you every Friday with Suburb Sonnets.
Oh, that's the first time I've heard that intro and I love it. Basically, what we're going to do here is Craig's going to put me to the test. He's going to give me a suburb or a town in our region. I have the length of the next song.
Ooh, which is a short one too. You've pulled the short straw today.
No.
2.5 minutes.
So I've got to basically pull this off in that amount of time. And if you guys like this segment and you want me to make a poem about your town,
yes,
just message us on our socials. But hey, no promises because I don't know what I'm working with now.
Yeah. Look, I've decided that we're going to go some of the smaller, lesser known suburbs because,
right,
you know, you've got your big Mount Barker, you've got your Murray Bridge, you've got your Goolwa, you've got your...
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many big ones. Let's go some of those quirky ones that maybe not everyone knows about. And today I've chosen Red Creek.
Okay.
Red Creek. Now, this is, I guess the best way to describe it is if you know where Wistow is and Callington, if you drew a line between them, found the middle and then went down a little bit out towards the south coast.
Right, okay.
That's where Red Creek is. Get on Google Maps this morning. Have a look. Red Creek, about 42 kilometres from the city. Population of about 123 residents.
Okay.
There's not a whole lot more about that. I mean, if you've got some details on Red Creek, that's about all I could find.
No, that's enough for me to work with. I mean, Red Creek, they can probably now say that they were the very first suburb of the suburb sonnets on Power FM. So there's that
too. It's
going to
be, it's massive.
Put that on the council website.
Molly, you get to writing. We'll hear your suburb sonnet after this.
Wake up with Molly and Craig. Power FM.
This actually was written in 2.5 minutes. It's not like I prepared this earlier.
This is legit. It's just you and I.
Okay.
And everyone that's listening in.
Red Creek, Red Creek. Do you speak? What do you think about your population? It's 123. That's more than other suburbs like Rocklea.
Are we sure on that?
I don't know. I guessed.
I'll Google.
Red Creek, Red Creek. I need a drink from your waters probably this week. It's getting hot, but you keep cool in more ways than one. You're no fool. You're a Red Creek, not blue. I love the way you look. I do. Red Creek, Red Creek, you're not weak, you're Red Creek.
It's too good.
Wake up with Molly and Craig. Power FM.
This morning when we were driving to work, we were chatting about the the googly eyes that are appearing everywhere at the moment in South Australia.
Yeah, the googly eye bandit. It was pretty much popping up just a couple of days ago and we sort of looked at it and went, you know what, there's no reason for us to talk about this today because, you know, it's popping up in places like Dan Murphy's sign in Welland, Colonel Sanders' KFC bucket in Eastwood. There was even a Jim's handyman van. And the latest one this week was the large googly eyes on the Colonel William Light statue, which is a ballsy move if you're the person doing this.
Oh, absolutely.
Molly, you were saying you've actually seen some googly eyes locally.
Yeah, so if you're heading up to the hills and you're down the hill and you go the back way through like Blair or whatever, there's one of those caution koala signs.
All right.
And he's got little eyes.
That's great. Do you reckon it was done by the same person?
No, it's been there for a long time, but it does give me joy every time I see it.
And I think that's what this person is trying to do. Just give us a bit of joy. He works with very big sort of googly eyes, and that one's more of a small one. But I think I got a bit of a lead last night when I got home and I was walking around the house And I spotted a googly eye in our household.
Oh, no.
And it came from the one and only three-year-old of the house. So I went into police mode. I popped on the hat, got out the handcuffs, and I went and interrogated my daughter to see if she was the one that's putting these googly eyes around the city. You never know.
Excuse me, where did you get that googly eye from? Where did you get the googly eye from?
Poppy, his picture from my picture. I took home with you.
So you got the googly eye from Poppy?
Yeah, and then took it, my picture home with Daddy.
Are there any more googly eyes?
No, just one googly eye and the other one.
So there's two?
Yeah, there's two, but I don't know where I left it.
Are you sure you didn't put it on a statue in the city?
No, I didn't. Somewhere else in my home.
So they're around the house. They're definitely not on a KFC bucket?
No. It's somewhere else in the drawer.
Okay, so they're still at home. If you could put them anywhere, where would you put them?
I will put them in the cupboard.
It's very... I mean, obviously you're not the person that's doing it around the city, so that's good. Wouldn't you like to put it somewhere people can see it?
Yes.
Is there a statue you might want to put it on or a picture of someone?
A statue.
Where's a statue that you know about?
In the city.
Which statue? The Moles Balls?
Yeah, the Norse Balls.
There you go. That's where the bandit is going to strike next. You'll see googly eyes on the Moles Balls.
Wake up with Molly and Craig.
We're about a month out from Valentine's Day.
I know. I went to the shops yesterday to pick something up and I saw all of the cards and I thought... Oh, that's right.
Alongside the hot cross buns.
Yeah, I was like, you know? Oh, well, I'm more likely to be buying hot cross buns than a Valentine's Day card, so we'll stick to my aisle.
No, buy hot cross buns for Valentine's Day. I wanted to say, though, I've already booked something in for Valentine's Day.
Wow. Well, for those that don't know, Craig's a married man, has been for quite some time. Yes. Shan's the best. She's a beautiful, beautiful person inside and out.
Yeah, probably taking care of two kids this morning. Thank you very much. But yes, I mean, I hope she's not listening because I booked something in.
Can you give us like a hint? Or a
look, I don't know that she's coming along to it.
What? What do you mean?
I don't think so, but I think it is beneficial to her.
Wait, what?
So on the 14th of February, I have booked in my booster shot. Look, it's good. It's protecting the family.
Oh, my God. Romance is bloody dead.
No, it's not. I think it's a very good thing for me to be doing. And then I'll get some flowers on the way home. Right?
Okay, okay. Don't worry, Sean. If you are listening, I'll sort it out before then.
You'll sort it out or you'll sort me out?
Yeah, well, maybe both.
Wake up with Molly and Craig.
Aw, if you made it this far, you're very lovely.
Oh, we so appreciate you. And for doing it, we're going to give you the secret code that unlocks... I haven't thought this through. some sort of a prize?
Our hearts...
Yeah, and that code is 74 exclamation at symbol M and C.
I stopped listening at the first letter.
Yeah, no one's writing this down. Look, no, thank you very much if you've made it this far and you've listened through. We can't wait to be back with you again sometime soon.
Yeah, it has been so much fun this first week and we appreciate all the messages that you guys have been sending in. You can get in touch with us anytime on our socials at ParafMSA.
Yeah, or Molly Rose Radio or...
Craigio on the radio. Yeah,
look,
is that right?
Yeah, it is. And it's a fresh account, so I appreciate you remembering it this early.
Aww, we love you guys so much.
We'll see you soon. It's Molly and Craig.
Bye.
Molly and Craig. Power FM Breakfast.